Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club, starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and Ella.
Mummy and Ella?
No. Mummy
and Chester.
And Bookcase.
Bookcase. All right. Well, Bookcase is here today instead of Chester. And Bookcase, can you tell us, tell the listeners, do we have a special guest star today?
Zip.
Zip? Can you not talk because you're a bookcase?
Zip.
Well, maybe you could introduce yourself, special guest star. What is your name?
Ella.
And how do you know Chester?
Because we went to the same kinder and also school.
Yeah.
Well, second kinder.
Yeah, four-year-old kinder together. And Ella, do you actually listen to the podcast sometimes?
Well, I only heard Ninja Kid, one of them, when I was going to my swimming pool, Sadler.
Ah, well, welcome. And this is Bookcase. I don't know, if you haven't listened to many of the podcasts, you wouldn't know that Chester is often not himself. Sometimes he's on holidays on the other side of the world, and so he's normally someone, there's normally someone in his place. So today apparently he's a bookcase.
I'm in America chilling out in a pool.
Chilling out in a pool, that would be
that's,
nice.
That's where Chester is.
Well, it's actually winter in America right now, so depending on where you are in America, you might be chilling out in the snow, not in a pool. Because it's summer in Australia.
In a spa.
And what, maybe you could tell the listeners, what is all this crunching going on that they might be able to hear?
Candy bracelets. But I'm putting mine on my neck because it's too big.
It's a bit long. It's a bit more like a candy necklace. All right. Well, Ella, which book did you pick to read today? It is a watch. Which book did you pick?
Grug Learns to Fly. Yep. I don't know what these
books
are.
By Ted Pryor.
But I have a lot of them.
Oh, you have them at home?
Yep.
Well, Grug, if you've never heard of Grug, Grug is a funny little character. And he does really silly things. They're very quick books. So we'll get started.
I know the one where he goes to school.
We have that one too.
I don't know what
Chester really liked the Grug. Oh. We dropped the mic. Chester really liked the Grug book, so we have lots of them.
It is 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's 8 a.m.?
Yep, 8 a.m.
All right, should we get started?
Yep.
So Grug learns to fly. Grug often watched the birds flying in the sky. He wished he could fly like them. Grug had an idea. He tied sticks together and covered them with paper. What do you think he's doing?
Making wings.
Yeah. Grug had wings. He jumped off the top of a large rock and flapped his wings. Not a great idea, is it, Ella? No.
No.
Crash! He's crashed into the trees. His wings did not help him to fly.
Oh, no!
Then Grug had a better idea. He tied more sticks together and covered them with paper.
Yes, that is a really good idea. Good but idea. I don't think it'll work either.
It's not going to work. He added the wings to make an aeroplane. It looks like a pretty cool aeroplane. Grug carried the plane to the top of a steep hill and ran as fast as he could. There he is running. This time he was flying. Then the plane began to dip. It was time to land.
Oh no.
But Grug did not know how to land the plane. Grug and his plane bounced along the ground. Oh, the plane is falling to pieces. Until Grug crashed into Kara's hollow log. I think only birds were meant to fly, said Kara. Kara is a snake, so she's popped out of the log with Grug lying on top of it and said, I think only birds are meant to fly. The end. That's the end of Grug Learns to Fly. Did you enjoy that, Ella?
Yeah.
Yeah? They're funny books. They're quick, funny ones.
Daddy?
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Did you want to say anything to the listeners before we finish up? Bookcase or Ella?
Well, if I ever come again, my name will be Milkshake.
Milkshake. All right. So if...
And Milkshake.
Okay. Oh, you just Milkshake now or for the next episode? All right. So Ella has turned into Milkshake. So as we finish the episode, we're finishing with a Milkshake sitting on a bookcase. Is the Milkshake on the bookcase?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Milkshake and bookcase.
Milkshake and bookcase, yes. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Everybody. Bye.